everything will be taken away. It's obligation of the city hall.
What was left of the camp? Nothing?
The prison still will go by bus around. You will see this fence with barbs.
Wire.
Okay. We're going to say a Kaddish. We'll say a Tehillim.
I think we could say. Started a marketplace on this cemetery. They ruined the old matzeves, and they use this matzeves to for the payments. And this place is used to be from 47, 48 as a marketplace. They built it more or less in 54. So everybody knows it's a Krakowski marketplace. I saw a document from 1942 in the archive. This document shows that in 1942 the Jews applied to the Nazi government not to ruin the cemetery because it's a big Jewish heritage. And the Nazi listened to them. The cemetery was not ruined by Nazi, but after the war, Russians. Was completely ruined by communists. The old tombstones were taken away. But the graves are still there. As you know, when Ukraine changed to a democratic society, to a democratic country, and even before, the Jews all over the world started to claim that these places, Jewish places should be saved, not to be ruined, not to be desecrated. And it was started a special commission for the preservation of American heritage abroad. And this commission is now fighting with the Ukrainian government to let, first of all, the old Jewish cemeteries to be inscribed in the city documents. As to now, the old Jewish cemeteries are not mentioned in the official documents. You travel around this shtetl and you see the cemeteries, but they are not legal. It is not put in any documents. So this work is ongoing now to get it back. And the cemetery especially, and the special project, because the new businessman of Ukraine started to build more on the cemetery and take out bones, the Jewish bones. And because of this, it started a special program by USAID to help the city to move this market from the place. But it's not so easy because ultra-nationalistic joined with the business people to fight against Jews. The Ukrainian people, the regular Ukrainian people, they are with the Jews. They understand that this cannot be going in this way. But the top level, the top people, the power and the business people, which is also power, because you should know that before the communism crashed, the old communists started their own enterprises. That when the communist system will go away, they will still have power. So that's why this country in a long transition to get to a new life. It will take a long time till the life will really change. Because 90% of authority in this country is still communistic. And just 10% was re-elected to a new people.
Okay, so let's go.
This is what you should read on Tisha, among other things. The picture of the Lvov ghetto before the August action, with remaining complete without mentioning the war.